welcome to Friday Night Hard News Call with Tara and Rama. We're glad that you are joining us tonight. And so this is Rainbird, and we're going to open the call with by calling in the seven sacred directions. But let us first put some people in the circle of support. Let's put Rama in the circle of support for toothache that he's dealing with right now. And Cam, who we've worked with before, he's having health issues more, so for him, supporting him and his family. And also my friend Grace, who lost her husband recently, very unexpectedly. So for her and their family. So, and then anyone else, all of us, let's put us all in the circle of support for all that we're working with in our lives. And so let's go into that heart space, that heart center, and just take a few gentle breaths. Breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. And just let go of whatever needs to be surrendered at the moment. Get that sweet place and that place of calm. And let's call in these directions. So all you good gatekeepers of the East, come and join us here at this round table, this rainbow round table. We're grateful that you join us here. We're grateful for the rising sun bringing us that illumination and all that unconditional love. We're grateful for those new beginnings. We're grateful for all those white knights who are assisting in these new beginnings and the work that they do. We're grateful for Eagle and Condor showing us that big picture and connecting us to the Sky Nation in a good way, bringing us that information from that bigger view. Thank you. Thank you, Eagle. Thank you for representing the sorrow which is in our heart. Lady Liberty and Lady Justice. So thank you, all you good beings of the East. Thank you for joining us here tonight. All you good gatekeepers of the North, come, look this way. All you teachers. Thank you for being those midwives, witnessing these transitions, and assisting as we all change ourselves in all the different ways that we do that to bring our consciousness into that unity consciousness, oneness. But thank you for assisting us in that journey. Thank you, White Buffalo Calf Woman, bringing us that sacred ceremony with that peace pipe, and allowing us to work our prayers that way. So we're grateful for the peace that is enveloping our lives as we speak. So thank you, all you good gatekeepers of the North. Thank you for joining us here as we do this work. All you gatekeepers of the West, come, look this way. Setting sun. We're grateful for that nighttime, that dream time. We're grateful for death. Allowing there to be birth like that. Letting go of what no longer serves us. Making those changes like that. So thank you. Thank you, Bear, showing us how to go within the cave and do the work. Thank you, Jaguar, letting us ride on your back in that Nogwal, that dream time. And thank you, horse. This year, the Greenwood horse. Thank you for reminding us to stand in our power. Thank you for that wisdom that you bring that way. So, thank you, all you good gatekeepers of the West. Thank you for joining us. You, all you good spirit keepers of the South, come. Come join us here. We're grateful for this place of healing and this place of growth and the place that children and that child energy and that freshness that they remind us that we can have in our lives all the time. So grateful for those good healing plants that do that good healing work for all of the animal kingdoms, the two-legged, the four-legged as well. Grateful for corn, showing us where our abundance is, reminding us to work within community, that we pollinate better in community, and showing us how to be those pillars connecting to the sky and yet not touch the ground. And we're grateful for corn. We're grateful for the sisters of the blue corn and all their healing work. Oh, thank you, all you good ones of the South. Thank you for joining us here tonight. We're grateful for Coyote and Rabbit reminding us not to take ourselves so seriously and bringing humor and laughter with their tricks and games, showing us ourselves. So thank you, all you good ones of the South. And Sky Nation, come look this way. Come join us here at this Rainbow Road Roundtable here tonight as we do this work with the Faction 3, assisting ourselves and our ascension path and our lives and the changes that we make as these changes in this new age manifest like that. And we're grateful for you witnessing us as we do this work, doing it in a very special and different way. Thank you for your support like that. May our lives be a blessing to you as yours is a blessing to us. All you sky brothers and sisters, we're so grateful for you. And all these beautiful stars and planets and galaxies, this beautiful universe of Nebadon and the suns and the planets. Thank you, great central sun, great central sun, and Helios and Vesta, all the planets in our solar system and the way that you're lining up in this grand cross right now and assisting us, making the changes in that way. So we're grateful for all that you do. So thank you, all you good sky beings, and thank you, rain and thunder and lightning. Thank you for being the lightning for all these Sky Nation people. We're grateful for you as well. Thank you. And Mother Earth, we are so grateful for you. We're grateful for your love and your patience. We're grateful for all your kingdoms. We're grateful for that health and vibrancy returning in a natural way from the healing work from all of our hearts and from all of the hearts of the people who are waking up to what the earth really needs and how we can help repair what we did. Ho'oponopono. Thank you for all of those healing, stone people and all those record keepers that they are and all of those healing plants. Thank you for all your beauty. as we walk this beauty way, we are your servant that way, that human servant warrior. So thank you, Mother Earth. Thank you for all of your gifts, magic and miracles, kingdoms, beauty. Ancestors, come look this way, seven generations back and beyond, and seven generations forward and beyond. Thank you. Thank you for all your assistance in this transitional work that we're doing at this time and manifesting in our lives and making the pathways open for that new age to manifest fully amongst all of us. But thank you for your good hearts. Thank you for trusting us to be in this spot at this time. We are honored and humbled. So thank you, all you good ancestors from seven generations in the future, inspiring us to to invest our hearts and souls and minds in our present physical condition. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your lives. Thank you for joining us here tonight as we counsel here at this round table. And we're so grateful for all of our lives. We're grateful for all of us for being a part of all of our lives as we manifest our dreams and we do our work and proceed on our missions. So we're grateful for our lives in so many ways. Aho Mataqliasin. And I pass that talking stick to the housekeeper. So just stay in that place for a minute. Let's talk about how we get to do this each week by contributing to BBS Radio for our services granted from through them in this good way. And we're so grateful for the way we can archive this good work and reference that and use this material for teaching and inspiration and prayers and hope. And all of the ways that we, all the reasons and ways that we come here, we know that we can invest in our prosperity by paying it forward and paying it towards this cause as it is palpable and real, and we know that or we wouldn't be here. So, so the way we contribute, well, let's just say where we're at right now. We need $306 for this week, and that's just wonderful. We are so grateful for all of you who have sent money in, and I know it was a few of you, and that's just really good that it was enough to get that far. We're doing well, and so we're grateful, and we're grateful for all the blessings that come your way as you gift this way. And the way you can do it is go to bbsradio.com, click on Radio Station 2, and click on the icon for the Friday Night Hard News Call with Tara and Rama, or the History of Nisera Call on Saturday with Tara and Rama, or the Stargate Roundtable Call with Marita Pickett. Any one of those icons will work, and you can make a contribution that way. Or you can make a contribution directly with a money order or cashier's check and send that to BBS Network, Incorporated. 5167 Toyon Lane, T-O-Y-O-N. And you send that to Paradise, California, 95969. And also, Tara and Rama need some assistance. They need help with food and gas. Rama has to deal with, you know, his health issues, and now they need money for the food and gas because he has those other priorities. So if you all could someone could send gifts, substantial, that would be nice, or several of you, and, you know, as they need this food and gas money, it's much appreciated. And the way you send something to Tara and Rama is Ram D. Berkowitz, RamDBerkowitz, at 1704B Llano Street, LLANO, number 249. And that's in Santa Fe, New Mexico. 87505. Also, on the website, you will find a place for to make a donation to Rama's PayPal account. That web address, which is a blog site, is 2013rainbowroundtable.name.com. And there's a donate button on the homepage, and then another white just above the blog section. And that's a way you can make a donation to Tara and Rama. And also, if you want to make a connection by phone, you can call Marita at 317-773-0061. And if you're sending something to Rama, let him know by email. That email address is Koran, K-O-R-A-N, 999. At Comcast.net. So there you go. That's all the information. I hope you took good notes. And you'll also find it on the website if you didn't. And we're so grateful for all of your lives. Thank you for coming to the call. 13 thank yous and honey in the heart. And I pass this Rainbow Rose talking stick to you, Tara and Rama. Greetings.
Greetings. I just want to say, everybody, we're all record keepers. You know, Lady Master was talking about that. We all have Akashic records from our many, many, many lifetimes. And we made very conscious choices between those lifetimes to come in at a particular point to increase the value of the record that we are keeping as individual souls. And as we come together in this lifetime in particular, with all the records that we are representing individually, and we really learn for the first time on this planet how to have planetary peace and love by bringing together all the records consciously and cleaning up anything else that's effluvia. And you know, when there are things that we know and there are things that other people either don't know or in denial, that thing which is not a river in Egypt, the way to communicate those things is definitely an art. And right now the amplitude of the disinformation and the rhetoric in this country, in Ukraine, in the European Union, in Russia, in China, in Japan, in North Korea. North Korea is any minute going to do a fourth nuclear test. And North Korea, in terms of the stories we were just looking before the show came on here, and there was a story, I didn't get the whole thing because I was, you know, I was missing part of it. But I could see what they were talking about, that there is literally an underground, you might say, an underground railroad. In other words, there's an underground way to get from North Korea all the way underneath through China to Indonesia or someplace in the south of China, because China and North Korea are aligned. And as you get caught on the surface, you are tortured and killed. And over here, what is going on over here? That's kind of a relevant story about what's going on over there. they're trying to do that here with the racism card. And this character, we all saw what this character had to say. What a trip. And there's literally, you know, that's funded by the Koch brothers, by the way, just in case you were wondering. It's funded by the Koch brothers. In the meantime, over there in Palestine, we have got Fatah, Hamas, are coming back together again. And that's only the public, for the public's knowledge right now. Yet what I was learning on the journal and on NHK is that for the last 9 or 10 years, Fatah and Hamas have been getting together. And one of the primary ways that they've been coming together is over 40% of all Palestinian men end up doing time in Israeli prisons. And they're spending time in the prisons, and they're learning how to come together because they're having a similar experience, and they're overcoming their differences right in the prison cells. And then when they get out, they stick together and they work with the ones that didn't have that experience, and they're bringing all of this together. That's the work that's been going on. And so when we heard the announcement that they were going to come together now all together, and they actually made that agreement, boy, oh boy, instantly, the very next morning, Israel attacked northern Gaza. And what does that make this guy look like? You know, and then they didn't cancel, you know, forever. They said they didn't cancel forever the peace talks. Yet what they did do is they, I guess, freeze-framed them for now. Suspended them. That's the word. It's right. The suspended thing. And what are they going to do? They're going to try to use their muscle, you know, to force things to change. And Netanyahu today called Mahmoud Abbas a traitor and a terrorist now. This is just really cute. And I'm just saying that, remember what Lady Master Princess Di said about a month ago now. She just said, you know, maybe not quite that many, maybe it's 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Time is going really fast, if you haven't noticed. But they said, you know, that a world leader would be leaving us. And if anything's going on, because the final part of this news today about this whole situation there between Palestine and Israel, they announced that Palestine can do things too. Then they put more sanctions on Palestine, as if you could put more sanctions on a place like that. You know, they've had underground tunnels that have been completely blocked off now by the Egyptian, you know, since the coup d'etat, if you might want to say it that way, in Egypt, the energy changed and they blocked off all the tunnels where they've been getting all kinds of food and from the underground railroad that they had. And they don't have those access right now. And to add some more insult to injury, there's this extra set of sanctions going on Palestine. These people are, I mean, they are, you know, the punishment is completely outweighed the crime. Yet what they said is that Palestine has options too. There are international groups, and they're connected with the Kuala Lumpur war crimes tribunals. Mm-hmm. And they can join these groups and they can go after Israel. The Palestinians coming together is a big deal now because they don't have a fracture in their own society. They can actually come together under one banner and they can go after Israel for war crimes and crimes against humanity in their country. Now, this is fast moving stuff. And you know why we just heard, you know, we talked about this yesterday, that Anonymous 7.5 said there's a signal coming from the when the time is right, will come from the New Jerusalem, and it will be sent out planetarily, and it will be picked up by the Earth's radio stations that are hooked up to receive those signals for the sovereign world militia forces. And what are we saying here? We're saying we're very fast approaching nuclear attempt to Holocaust the planet. If we don't do it in Ukraine, who's going to go first? Is North Korea going to do it? And the TPP, they made no progress, zilch. All that Barack Obama said is that to do any kind of agreements, everybody's going to have to compromise. That doesn't mean anything's going to happen. I'm just saying that he was making out the point, you know, whatever you're going to do, you're going to have to compromise together to come to a place where you can do something. And who's led the way? The single hottest spot on earth, the Palestinians, said, look what we've done. Right. And so here we go again. And the amping up of the rhetoric by the European Union, there's a threat from the Kiev government. That is a very, very not nice government. Very, very not nice. That arsony guy. Whew. He's just threatening, and he's saying, you know, that you're going to have European NATO troops down your throat and blaming Russia more than ever. And Rama, I don't know what if you talked to Ranamu about that, but they showed some more pictures. I don't know if they were past or present, but they showed all these ground military operations where they're, you know, they're literally shooting out of cannons, you know, bombs or whatever they call, you know, those things are, and saying they're amping up their military ground maneuvers in Russia, planning to, you know, and I mean, they're not leaving nukes out of that formula either. I'm just talking right now. I'm sure talking a lot, aren't I?
Yes.
Yada, yada. Oh, it's a whole hour. Also, the wells are running dry all over the place in this country. There are all kinds of wells running dry, and the fracking goes on and on and on. And again, there is no lack of things to organize behind and do. It's really that this is what we were talking about in terms of this super cardinal grand cross. It has to be that you need to take action, and I mean coming together with others and making something happen. The options of coming to Cheryl Croce's calls on Sunday nights and Monday nights is a super powerful thing to do. And indeed, and then I've also to speak to more people, whether you've spoken before, there's the energies are changing and the availability for people to actually open their hearts is increasing exponentially as well. Tom Hartman had this guy on today, Ravi Batra.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he said, I've always been accurate on predicting one thing. I've been a bit up and down and around the block with the financial things, you know. But when I'm talking about a revolution, believe me, a revolution is brewing big time in the United States.
Yes.
And let it be a peaceful revolution of a major kind. The Koch brothers and all these big boys are trying to get violence. Mm-hmm. Absolute violence happening here. Rama, what you got to say here?
I spoke with Mr. X today, and Mr. X just said that the West over here was playing Russian roulette with Mr. Putin. And it is all about this fiasco that has to do with the financial crisis that We are in at the moment, and China's economy is about to go down the tubes all the
Oh
way.
yeah, they have a bubble that's not going to wait to burst, everybody.
No.
That is a very good thing. That's another reason why all this craziness is going on, because they're trying to get that war going right
They are
now.
trying to create a war to distract and
Anywhere. Let's do it over there, over here. No matter what, just do it in here or everywhere.
this is why the loony fringe on the right are putting Mr. Bundy out there with a dead calf on CNN this morning. Ed Schultz lost it this morning. It just absolutely lost it. By the end of the show, he was hoarse from screaming. And he had Bernie Sanders on, and Bernie Sanders is getting ready to run. And this is a very big deal. And I'm just gonna say
Oh
that,
my goodness. And you know, he did say, if that's what's necessary, then I will.
yeah.
And he is definitely, he's been endeared by both Republican and Democrats.
Yeah, and he said, "I've got a dilemma here. Do I run on the Democratic ticket or do I run independent?" And he, just said, "There's a lot to deal with here. The situation is deadly serious in this country, and it is revolution, evolution, renaissance, and it is about a different kind of revolution, evolution, where Bernie Sanders doesn't talk about our ET brothers and sisters yet. I have sat with this man and his wife. I've had dinner with them and their children. This man knows the lay of the land. Tonight he is in Charleston, South Carolina, just getting a lay of the land, talking to the people. And finding out what's what in the zoo and who's who in the zoo. And he just said that the absolute insanity going on in Nevada is Mr. Bundy is a match that is a spark they want to light. Neither side is correct. And it is about changing the course of events here in this timeline that has already changed to one timeline. In the last, I'll just say, Mr. X just said today, like Ashtar has been repeating for years, no nukes, and he means it. And this is a very interesting cosmic dance that is being played out right now. And as
And at
the
this,
West is ramping it up, what's going to happen here? The way Mr. X put it is, it wouldn't be Putin that would try to use tactical nukes. It would be the West. And Ashtar already has it in the bag. And at the certain point here, the signal is given and the ships decloak. And let's just say that there are so many ships in our skies right now, in our atmosphere, as they decloak, there are more ships than there is sky. And this is going to be a very interesting story, how it gets explained by the fake news network and others, because they're not going to be here. The real news is going to take up the slack. And these are people like Amy and Al Jazeera and others.
Al Jazeera is compromised too. I
They
hate to
are
say it.
compromised, yes. With all due respect, my cousin Al Gore, he has a lot to answer for. And it's not pretty. Vaccines do not help anyone. They only create more death. And
well, he didn't bring vaccines. He brought that he brought AIDS to Africa.
Yeah.
Which in the first couple of years after he did that, and it killed them in 3 days.
Yes.
There were something like 45 million people dead in a few years after that.
And the way it's being put, in the last few days, I sat with 9 wing makers along with number 15 and had a little chat. And the way it was described to me, like Mr. X just said, no nukes, and they mean it. And how this gets played out, Ranamu just explained. We are approaching this solar eclipse and this grand cardinal cross that is completing itself. Everything unlike love is coming up to be healed. Why is Mr. Bundy doing what he's doing? There's a huge gap. It is as large as the dark rift in the center of the Milky Way galaxy that's going on right here. And what Mr. Bundy is bringing up, I do not condone one word of what this man has said. He is a racist. And what he has done is added gasoline to the fire. And it is about the original story that has to be told. And this brings up the very weighty issue, because it is about the 9th member of the Council of Nine of Sirius, who holds the position as Commander-in-Chief. 520 years of missing history. This is Mother's story, and it involves all the various life forms that came from Nibiru, who are part of the equation. Because in this fantastical story, and it is fantastical because it is between agony and ecstasy, and
between fact and fiction,
yeah,
fiction, between guilt and innocence, you know.
And let us love each and every second of it, because we are the ones that we have been waiting for to do this. And it is being done, exposing the truth from the inside right now. And I'll repeat it again. I have no gag order. I am who I am. I'm just here witnessing this. And it is quite an intense cosmic dance to experience this at this time. It's not easy.
I was going to say, at the same time as that, bringing back the slavery issue with Mr.
Yes.
Bundy, there's also another issue right on the table with Sotomayor and what's that black man in the Supreme Court?
Clarence Thomas.
Right.
He is a pedophile.
They want to take out affirmative action altogether in terms of people of color. And I mean, like, there's no problem here. We can just get rid of that. And not only that, then we can have our little fight on the ground even quicker, you know.
This story is so huge because it is about Mother and her people, who, this is the original story that brings in the gold dust and Nibiru. And this is an issue that only gets discussed in strange circles out there, where George Nuri brings on folks in 2 a.m. and onward. And yet it is right in this moment where all of it is being brought into laser-like focus for us to witness and praise, respect, thank, and love the feelings that are coming up. Because
they're actually putting out on the news now, they're asking the question, a democracy no more.
Right.
Yeah.
An oligarchy, as Randy Rhodes has been reiterating. This brings up another story. Randy Rhodes is taking a little trip to her house in Costa Rica over the weekend, and she's meeting with someone, let's just say, that it has tremendous influence and power based in love on this planet. And this lady, let's just say, when she moves things, the earth moves, I'll put it that way. And it is
about, and it's about two things. It's about her well-being and providing for her to not be thrown completely to the wind. But the bigger thing is, I think they're going to work on a big lawsuit.
Yeah.
A huge lawsuit against these characters.
Premier Radio Networks, they are the folks that, let's say, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck,
See, and all those guys have been getting millions and hundreds of millions of dollars from the Koch brothers and all the...
To spew absolute lies that fuel the fire of the racial issues that are going on that are not based in truth. The guy behind fake news is Roger Ailes. He works for Rupert Murdoch. Rupert Murdoch is, let's just say, I am extremely surprised he's not in prison for what he did, spying on William and Kate and Harry and the other things that were involved.
Not with that. To mention that little girl that's dead right now.
Yeah, and... This brings up the other issues over here where our so-called democracy or republic, as we can keep it, is vastly becoming an oligarchy. And it's kind of interesting what Elizabeth Warren said the other day on the Jon Stewart show, that if you got... you know, $10 million or more, and you get the ear of a lobbyist or a senator or a congressman, you'll get listened to. But if you're one of us from Occupy, or let's say an undocumented worker, you don't get to be heard. ICE gets to hear your voice, and I'm not going to go there. I'm just going to say this is about...
And did you tell... You should tell people what you said to Rainbird and I about what's going on in Russia.
Remind me, I'm sort of...
That something is going on in Russia where... equivalence of immigration.
I saw this commercial on Free Speech TV this morning in between breaks for Stephanie Miller. And at the time when Russia was building the Sochi Olympics and all the hotels and all the fancy-dancy stuff that were brought to the little resort town of Sochi, they brought all kinds of undocumented workers from all over the various provinces or the areas that used to be Mother Russia, like Ossetia and Georgia and Ukraine, even as far away as Latvia, Estonia. And they were brought there. They were given jobs and they were promised pay. And when everything was said and done and they completed their work for all the fancy-dancy stuff in Sochi, these folks were basically given the finger. And then the Russian Federation sent in the equivalent of ICE. And these people were picked up, put in detention centers, and tortured. And to this very day, some of these folks are still in these detention centers in Russia, and they're not really being heard yet. There are people from the ACLU. I'm trying to remember the lady's name. That CREW, Citizens for Ethics in Washington, I can't think of her name. She used to come on Al
Oh
Franken.
yeah.
Yeah. But, not to change the subject, but Michael Grimm, the guy who threatened the reporter when Obama was doing his State of the Union address earlier this, the beginning of this year, he threatened to throw a reporter over the balcony.
Oh yeah, I remember
Well,
that
this
guy.
guy's being indicted for attempted murder.
That's good.
Yeah. And I mean, this is serious stuff. You do not do that kind of stuff when you are a sitting member of Congress. This is how radically weird
Good.
things have become. Let us praise, respect, thank, and love the feelings that are coming up because they want us to lose it.
Yeah, they
And
want us to lose it first so that they can just nail us. Yeah.
right, and create some sort of incident like Mr. Bundy keeps egging it on every day. And the way the folks said it today, this guy should be a regular. I mean, is he getting paid by fake news network to, what's the deal here? I know I'm rambling.
Okay, what's that other thing? There's a group that behind it is the People's Trust. What was that group?
God, Earth, Sky. This website is connected with the One People's Trust,
So
and
it's a front for the wrong energy.
yeah,
And it sounds
and
really good, but it isn't.
no,
Nope.
that One People's Trust is tied in with the 13 families to hook people, ensnare them, just like the Esther and Bathsheba Trust. That
Right, total black ops.
it is a Schindler's List, and why would you want
But
to?
see, the thing that they're doing now is that that group isn't saying that they're connected with that, but they are
No.
behind the scenes, and that's a tough.
It's a tough nut to crack.
We got a call from England today,
Yeah.
and our friend there said, boy, we are getting down now on the hollow earth. We've found out these guys are black op, and I mean it's going all over England now. And I mean we got a special call from England to tell us that it's coming down, you know. And so I had an opportunity to also say there's going to be a lot more of this right now because they're desperate. They want to divide the light community up. And that's another one, that other article that we were talking about this morning. It was on the Steve Bechtel with what's her name?
Linda Dillon.
Lyndon Dillon. Yeah, tell us about that.
Talking about the fake Pope and how he has to answer to the Mr. Ratzinger, the present black Pope.
Except that article was saying just the opposite, that he's a good guy.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to put it so simplistically. He has aligned himself with the oath to annihilate literally anybody that's not Catholic, and to make sure that that's done. And he is playing a role as Pope, but he's not the Pope.
Mr. Francis is a very, this story, I'll just say that, the chair of Peter is being exposed for a false religion because the man with the plan didn't have, any issues. He just said, give it all away and walk with me, just like I keep saying, Got your t-shirt, got your knapsack with the little white dog. Let's walk off the cliff because we can fly. That's all we need. I pass the talking stick.
So the job that we all have together is to absolutely increase our awareness and help to increase in every way possible the awareness of our neighbors and our families and our friends. And, you know,
this is so, so intense right now. I mean, Bernie Sanders, you know, in his calm, loving, gentle way today said, this republic is in trouble. And as Ben Franklin and Thomas Jefferson and even John Adams in his own unique, weird way, they would be so radically pissed at what's going on right now because these people have not upheld their office. They have sold their souls to Lucifer in the garden, and he just said, here's the kingdom, and a few
But, you know, our friend Jack was John Adams.
Yes.
He's been radically pissed for a long time.
And I'll just say, concerning his brother, Jack will be back.
And Tom Hartman was said something interesting today. He said that there were 1 billion people on the planet at the time of Thomas Jefferson. And then it didn't get to 2 billion until the time of FDR. So that's from the early 1800s or late 1700s all the way through to 1900s. That's 200 years, you know, or not 100 years, 100 and some years. It took to go from 1 billion to 2 billion, and then it went from 2 billion to 3 billion between the time of FDR and JFK.
Remember the Golden Compass. This is about the gold dust and traveling through dimensional portals and the stargates and realizing that we are so radically different in the concept. We are interdimensional beings that know no bounds. We are only limited by our thought forms. As we can get past the limitations of what we think, therefore we are. Because this is what all the masters have taught. And I just keep being brought to back to what Swami Satchidananda told me back in 1968, along with Yogi Bhajan and others. You know, watch your thoughts. Whatever you think, you instantly manifest. And this is the amusement of this cosmic story. And they're just sitting back, watching with great amusement, great compassion, and such gratitude and joy.
Yeah, like Mother says, it's the greatest soap opera on earth.
And we are the directors, producers, and orchestrators of it.
The soap opera.
And we can change it just like that.
We have the energy available. That's the point. And the opposition knows that too, and they're using it. And so, you know, fasten your seatbelt and spiff your activities up.
Just like Bill Hicks said, it's just a ride.
And Matt Taibbi said something that was brought up today. He said Goldman Sachs has murdered millions in the last little while with starvation and through revolution in various countries, that they have inspired that for a lack of food and water and basic necessities.
Yeah.
Love them more, and it's time for accountability on all of our parts. And we'll go over that Cathars prophecy a little more. I know we got to go now. Okay, everybody. So we'll continue this conversation on our conference line at 213-342-3000. The PIN code is 232323#. Today, and we'll be back on the top of the hour at BBS Radio, Station 2, best radio in the universe. And so peace down and Sat Nam.